From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The message from the United States to Syria today.
It is absolutely clear that the Syrian government is running out of time.
Time for reform. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said she was disheartened by reports of the continued violence against Syrian civilians. Her remarks came as hundreds of thousands of Syrians took to the streets in competing demonstrations, many on the pro-government side. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Damascus that opposition protests were the largest yet, as the army and security forces appear to have withdrawn from some provincial cities.
Downtown Damascus, a sea of flags tonight, and high school bands and families, all to show support for President Bashar al-Assad. The day was officially called National Unity Day, but despite this mass rally in the capital, the country is far from united. After 15 straight weeks of protests, the opposition also claimed the largest demonstration yet. The biggest turnout in Hama, north of Damascus. The security police and the army withdrew from Hama 3 weeks ago. Even the traffic police are gone, said Omar Habab, who spoke to NPR by phone. As soon as the protest ended, our youth cleaned the streets, says Habab, even removing the cigarette butts. The residents have been running the city since government security pulled out, says Habab. There were reports of clashes and deaths in demonstrations elsewhere in the country. But in Damascus, one particular hotspot had a peaceful day. Government escorts took a group of Western journalists to the neighborhood of Barzeh. They warned that it might be dangerous here after Friday prayers. They said protesters were often armed with knives and with guns. But these young men were only armed with banners and a determination to oust the regime, says Samer, his face wrapped in a scarf. He would not give his last name.
Syrian television says that all the people of Syria love Bashar al-Assad, but we don't love him at all.
Just a week ago, Barzeh was a violent place. There are fresh bullet holes along the walls. At least four protesters died here, according to an eyewitness. He whispered an account of live fire from the security police. All this week, he says, police have come to Barzeh late at night to arrest protesters. Hossam Rajab was on the street.
We need our freedom. We have some arrested. Why they kill us? Only we need freedom.
He says he's been protesting for 15 weeks.
Yes. Every night. If you came here, we are here.
Why is today a peaceful protest? Why is there no security here today?
Because you are here.
The security police stayed out of sight today. The vans and buses parked a few blocks away. This appears to be a new policy for the Syrian government in some places. Officials said peaceful protests would be permitted as long as no property was damaged. Hamid and Reem Abdullah, a Syrian-American couple visiting Barzeh this summer, say the protests have been peaceful all along.
We've seen a bunch of demonstrations and mostly peaceful, if not all.
This is not a little number.
It is very peaceful.
Yes.
Have you seen it when it was not peaceful?
No. We only heard about it.
The protest continued for a few more hours, peacefully. About 300 young men held up their banners, chanted for the downfall of the regime, and sang Nothing Lasts Forever, and then went back home. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Damascus.